Outside the Petersburg Medical Center, signs are posted on the windows about free COVID vaccinations and testing. But inside, the pandemic is highlighting challenges that are more hidden: a lack of storage space and limited electrical capacity. Mike Boggs, the medical center's maintenance and plant manager, opens a door on the first floor.
But here's what we've had to do for creativity for office space.
There you go.
This is a panel room, but we had to turn it into an office for our PT, just for a place for them to, I guess, hang their coats.
Desks for the physical therapists are in one corner of the room. The rest of it is storage for all the new supplies they've had to order during the pandemic: masks, gowns, emergency oxygen, and ventilator equipment. Boggs puts the storage situation this way.
It's like being a fisherman of multiple fisheries without a warehouse. So we don't have a place to put our seine net when it's crab season, or vice versa.
It's long been known that the facility is aging. The medical center conducted a facility needs assessment in 2015 and a community needs assessment in 2017. Plumbing issues are frequent. Some parts of the building have been remodeled in recent years, but others haven't been upgraded since the 1950s or 80s. Just getting new beds through the old door frames can be difficult.
Things just don't fit. The doors are, in a modern hospital, the doors are, 3 inches, 4 inches wider.
The lack of space is especially challenging in the long-term care section of the facility, says Chief Nursing Officer Jennifer Briner. Those residents often require larger equipment, like lifts, to help them get from a bed to a wheelchair.
We have several double bedrooms, and if people need a lot of equipment for just their basic tasks, if there are two beds in the room, then they're running into things, you know, it's hard to get around the second bed. If they don't have a roommate, then we take that bed out, but there's no place to store the bed except for an empty patient room. So we just have a lot of, you know, we make every empty space into storage.
Another challenge in long-term care is a lack of outlets. There are 4 outlets in each room.
You know, when I started working here, no residents had a cell phone, no residents had a laptop. The men came with an electric razor, you know, and that was really the thing to plug in. And so now you have still an electric razor, but everybody's got a cell phone and oftentimes a laptop or a computer, you know, and so just the basics from what the resident needs, it takes up all the outlets in the room. And then the beds plug in, and we just need more access to the technology that people live with today.
They've added some additional outlets when they can, but that puts an even heavier load on the hospital's electrical system and backup generator, especially when the hospital gets new CT scanners, X-ray machines, or this year, ventilators.
And, you know, it's newer stuff, but it draws more juice.
Phil Hofstetter, PMC CEO, says the constant shuffle of equipment and beds can get overwhelming.
Nurses get frustrated. You know, those are all, to me, it trickles down to patient care. You know, how do we make our facility and an environment the best for patient care? Well, if nurses are having to deal with moving something, a steam table, out of a room to make room for a resident to come in or a patient to come in, it really disheartens me.
Storage problems, the lack of outlets, and an electrical system that can't keep up with new technology are all reasons why, he says, PMC needs to build a new hospital.
As an administrator, you know, when I hear in the community, oh yeah, you know, we don't need a new facility, or it's too expensive, or things like that, it's really hard, because ultimately when we see that on a day-to-day basis and the challenges that we see on a day-to-day basis, it's hard to actually articulate that to the community.
The medical center's board has voted to pursue construction of a new building. This year, the borough assembly backed a phased approach to that project. But how to pay for the new facility and who should run it are points of contention for many in Petersburg. PMC isn't the only one vying for resident support. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, is an Alaska Native-run nonprofit that also wants to build and operate a new hospital in Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.